Jeez, chomping at the bit, aren't you?
It's so hard.
Yeah.
There's so much out there right now to talk about, and we just can't. Wait, did you just say chomping?
Yeah, chomping at the bit.
No, it's champing.
Chomp.
It's an equestrian term,
yeah,
Gerald.
It's champing.
So champing. Gosh, okay, fine. Whatever.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This would be good stuff. Is it March 20th?
You can't really talk too much about that. But do you see that the new CEO for YouTube, Neil Mohan? Do you see that guy coming in? Have you heard of him?
It's Mohan?
Mohan?
Like, wait, it's actually, is that who, it's Neil Mohan?
Yeah, it's official.
You mean the guy who, that's literally the guy who was involved with removing 50 of our videos after the Vox apocalypse. It's Mohan?
Whatever you say. Mohan.
You know, maybe,
that guy,
maybe
though.
Does this mean you want to maybe take down the YouTube plaque that's hanging in the bathroom? Is that?
We still have the YouTube plaque hanging in the bathroom?
Oh, for the love of God.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Mug Club. Professionally, it's meant everything to us here. We here at Mug Club are in the business of serving you, the viewer, you watching, listening right now. You are the entire reason for our ability, your ability, to create this kind of content truly independently for the last 6 years.
I joined Mug Club when Steven inspired me to finally stand up for my beliefs.
I love American strength and free speech, and I want it back now!
We need to go out and remember what it's all about. It's about our children, it's about our future, it's about our safety. It's about our country.
Be silent. Keep your channels. Would you be willing to trade all the days, from this day to that, for our freedom?
I want to see you alongside me, fighting like hell.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at infowarstore.com. And never give up the fight. Fight.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the hilarious Steven Crowder. One more segment left with him, then I'll cover all the other news and information after he leaves us in 10 minutes. Steven, you wanted to get into those insane deep state weaponization hearings last week that I think are a lot bigger than the First Amendment, when you had all these government agencies and intelligence agencies and corporations and media, all with think tanks attacking and censoring anybody that questions hundreds of different issues. I mean, to me, this is an authoritarian, totalitarian scandal. How would you define it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the only thing new here is Matt Taibbi talking about what he was able to examine. I will tell you this. We have been suspended, removed myself from Twitter. On Facebook, that was a national article, right? That was Engadget. That's how I met my lawyer when they were censoring Ted Cruz, the Chris Kyle Foundation, and myself. Of course, the Vox apocalypse with YouTube. And we've had many conversations with people at Google, as you well know. One time we were doing a Change My Mind out. This has been going on for a long time. And I have at some point been suspended or throttled from every single platform. Here's something that no one else knows this, Alex. With Twitter, there were some reporters who were talking about going through the documents with Twitter. And I said, hey, you know what you may want to look into? Look into the advertising accounts with Twitter. Because what happens is they court you, ask you to advertise on Twitter. This happened with me on Twitter. We actually had a legal dust up with Twitter that we won. But they said, hey, come advertise your profile here on Twitter. We'll create a campaign so you increase your followership. This is when I didn't have a lot of money. It might have been a few $1,000s, right, every couple of months. Then they said, oh, you know what? We're going to actually have to punish you and remove you from the ad account because this campaign is a violation of our guidelines. I said, wait a second. You guys wrote the copy for the campaign. So I told people who were reaching in and doing the prodding, I said, look into the advertising accounts because this isn't the only place that it's happened. Not a peep. And then it took a third party like Matt Taibbi to come out and say, actually, this is going on. We know this has been going on. We've had conversations behind the scenes that this has been going on. I've had senators and congressmen, people high up, ask me what's going on, sent them information. And then what ends up happening? Grandstanding. Doesn't it just sort of just boggle the mind when you go, hold on a second. Nothing's been done about 230. Nothing's been done when Republicans had power. Nothing has actually been done. That, to me, is the biggest failure of the Trump administration. They had the opportunity to do something. And you know why? Because people on the right are afraid. They are pacified by people in big tech. And I understand it. It's this big Leviathan, but it's only going to get more powerful if we allow it to be. And Alex, I know you've always been more libertarian, but let me ask you this here. Do we honestly believe that it's a free company? They can do whatever they want at this point when they're benefiting directly from the government and working with government agencies to censor people? No, it's not. It's not an independent platform.
Because they're interfacing with government and rigging a market. That's anti-libertarian.
Exactly. Exactly. Now that is government. That is an arm of government. And they are determining over 90% of the information that travels. So when you have these conservative libertarians, right, who say, well, you know what? Go and create your own YouTube. But really, how do you do it when they're not liable for the crap that's put on their channel, that's put on their platform, but they're still allowed to censor? No one else has afforded that, right? It's like saying, go and create your own Verizon wireless. Well, hold on a second. This is why we also understand the concept, right, of non-excludable, non-rivalrous when people talk about roads, right? We understand there's a legitimate role of government. When the government protects these entities and is directly working with these entities to determine policy beyond the scope of the law, right? We have laws. Here's the thing, Alex. How will investigative journalism ever exist again, right? The only way that works is if we have an understanding, we live in a society with laws where it's a single party consent state. I can expose corruption because I don't need their consent to film this or to record this. But then YouTube says, you know what? We don't care. They said they didn't really like the recording that went up and they remove it. How could you ever expose corruption when those people are in direct communication with the folks at big tech? And then how could you ever find conservatives to back you exposing corruption? We saw this with James O'Keefe and his board.
That's exactly where I was going. Read my mind. James O'Keefe, read my mind. We're simpatico. That's what folks have to get. When you pay for your own servers, your own infrastructure, your own thing like you're doing, it costs 10, 20 times more than if you're on those big platforms. They leave you alone. People want us to build our own thing, build the new culture. You're doing it. I'm doing it. A few other people are doing it. And that's why the support is so critical. But let's talk about James O'Keefe, superstar of liberty. We'd be in so much more tyranny right now if it wasn't for his leadership, his incredible work, his tirelessness, them trying to put him in prison, the FBI raids, all of it. And then the Pfizer thing was so big, I said that day, I said, they're going to shut him down or kill him in the next 2 weeks. And what did they do? Now, he's back again, but it'll take funding to do it again. But that is an example of there aren't many of us. And what do you make of the O'Keefe situation?
Well, here's also a problem. That's the problem with nonprofits. You and I both know that as free enterprisers on the right, there is undue influence from nonprofits on the right. We know this. A lot of these big conservative companies that exist out there, they also have a nonprofit wing and funds exchange hands. And that's because they don't really believe in the product. That's because they say, if we get donations, then we can create content. And then maybe we generate enough profit where we kind of kick it back. So here's the thing. We need to get away from nonprofits and we need to be entirely funded by viewers like you. That's what Mug Club is. That's why we've reduced the price. You can't find a pay service for $89 a year, along with, by the way, this hand-etched, hand-painted mug. It's very expensive to send out, but our goal is to create more value so that there's critical mass, so there are enough people out there. We can't be beholden to donors. We can't be beholden to investors, whether that's an oil baron or whether it's someone who's made money in hedge funds. There's nothing wrong with making money, but you cannot be beholden to one or two people, and certainly not nonprofit donors, because guess what? If their incentives, right, if their motives are not determined by the profit, for some reason, meaning the audience, right? In our case, we're beholden to the audience. But if you have a donor who says, you know what, I want you to do this, and they dangle a check, that's how you end up. People are confused. James O'Keefe, isn't he Project Veritas? Yeah, he is, until you get a board. And then the board decide to have some relationships with people who are donors. And those donors decide that they don't like the way you're doing things.
And
even
beyond
they
that,
came to donate because of who you are.
And then they can buy you off, absolutely. And we also know the FBI is threatening to basically indict a bunch of people at Veritas for nothing if they didn't do that. So it's also the FBI holding them hostage. You know, we mentioned last year's hearings. There were a lot of comical moments. But to see them trying to get their sources, to see them acting like it was bad that the stories were big, was ridiculous. But the worst was when this congresswoman, I think it's Garcia, was like, oh, you talk to other reporters. Is this a threesome, a menage a trois? They're like, well, really, it's more like an orgy. Here's the clip.
By a friend, Barry Weiss?
My friend, Barry Weiss.
So this friend works for Twitter, or what is her?
She's a journalist.
Sir, I didn't ask you a question. I'm now asking Mr. Schellenberger a question. Please,
yes, ma'am. Barry
interrupt.
Weiss is a journalist.
I'm sorry, sir?
She's a journalist.
She's a journalist. So you work in concert with her?
Yeah.
Do you know when she first was contacted by Mr. Musk?
I don't know.
You don't know. So you're in this as a threesome?
There was many more people involved than that.
There was many more people involved with it. Are you being paid to be here today, either through consulting fees,
no,
campaign contribution
absolutely
to your
not
next run?
Gentlelady's time,
you have
is,
an interview gentle scheduled
ladies,
after
time
this
is
hearing?
Expired.
Absolutely not.
Gentlelady's time
thank
has
you
expired.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say other than I recognize the gentleman from.
So what's happened is they've been censoring and spying and bullying and deplatforming and no banking for years, and now they're so used to it, they're just doing it out in the open. Where do you see all this going, Stephen Crowder?
Well, my first question is, when was Lady Lane allowed to leave the merry-go-round in the land of make-believe? That was the most bizarre makeup voice that I've heard. It almost seems like it's a Jim Henson character. Look, we know where this is going. It's already there. And I hope that people like Taibbi, who, by the way, is a classical liberal, I hope that these people who use these same methods in the past saying, well, these climate deniers, and that means anyone who doesn't believe in the policy of global climate change and the World Economic Forum, they're likely funded by big oil. That's the attack they always do. Are you being paid to be here? Well, hold on a second, Garcia. Are you there for free? Are you not getting a salary? You're being paid to be a grandstanding rube who suckles at the government teat. You don't have to provide anything. This is I have a relative who's going through having to get their passport because they're about to travel. It's 4 months late. Can you imagine delivering a product for or your show 4 months late? The only people who live in this world are government employees who, by the way, increase their own personal net worth and their portfolio at an astronomical rate compared to the average citizen because insider trading laws don't necessarily apply to them. These people are being paid. So why would it be a problem if that man was being paid to help represent as a consultant? They don't apply the same standards to them. And this is the issue. It's a constant application of a double standard. We see it from the left, but what's most disconcerting is when you see it from the right. That's why when someone on the right says something that's, let's say, offensive or I don't agree with, if it's a joke, I'll say, maybe I didn't find it funny, but I have to acknowledge that it's a joke. I hope that people who are coming over to the right, they need to get up that next rung of the ladder, Alex. It can't just be, oh, I like free speech. Great. What else are you going to do with it? What is the lens you use through which you view the world? And I have never shied away from the fact that I am a card-carrying, traditional conservative with probably libertarian leanings, but it's defined by my faith. It's defined by my values. This is my worry, is the people who are, whether it's Barry Weiss, whether it's Taibbi, they've done some good work, great. But have you fundamentally shifted your worldview for the next time?
We're out of time. What's the website for folks?
Sorry, I'm doing you right now. LotterWithCrider.com/mugclub. We need
it. When everything is a lie, which it is now, there's only one place to find the truth, and it's not in government stats or government reports or declarations. It's with God, and I know you speak about that often, and I believe. Look, we need God more than ever. And I know that there are people listening perhaps that don't believe in God, but I'm a big believer in having faith. Even though I'm rather pessimistic, I do know how the book ends. I know how the story ends, and we do prevail.
Exactly. There are no atheists in foxholes.
Where there's life, there's hope. So don't lose hope. Don't get discouraged. I know that there are people out there thinking, well, you know, what's left for me to do? One of the things, and again, this is not a shame or this is not a plug, but you know, we need to support your InfoWars store. We need to support yours. By the way, my wife loves Turmeric 95. Her joints have never been better. Okay, so folks, make sure you support InfoWars store. Okay, please do that.
Well, I just can't say to our listeners how much the enemies of freedom hate this show. They hate your show. I mean, I will plug for you and for me. Folks, you want us to fight? We will do it. But it's like sending military out to war without ammunition and weapons. I mean, and I'm not bitching. Back in like 2016, we had plenty of money. Our subscription service, I said it's free now. I barely was plugging. You know, we had all this extra money, and now I wish back then would have pushed harder, saved up money, because now with the deplatforming, the attacks, folks, you know, we need support. So do you. But what we really need is people to share the links and articles to our videos and your videos, your reports, Doug, because the public's ready. The ground's fertile right now. The minds are ready.
It's easy to outpace your supply lines. And I think that's where a lot of us are. We're in so deep that we can't. Look, we need that support. You need that support. So, again, folks, please support Alex Jones. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I know there's things that he won't say he needs your support. We all need your support, but especially InfoWars.com, InfoWars store. Please do that. There it is, turmeric toothpaste. I love that too. My wife does as well. Big fan of all of your products. Okay, folks, don't lose hope. Please don't do that. I know that things look bleak, but we know how the story ends. And I think, look at everything that happens, not with blinders, but with in the context of a larger agenda. Think bigger, look bigger, and look for the connections.
I use the analogy of that great movie that's based on composite true stories, Horse 10 from Navarone, where they blow up the dam, it doesn't fall right away, and they all panic. The explosive expert goes, watch, it's going to fall, take about 20 minutes, just watch.
We've been through all this and nothing. Nothing but...
You have to let nature take her course.
And look, I think we've already blown the enemy. We just have to get ready and then stand back.
Amen to that. Amen. And you're doing a great job. And again, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be part of your program today. I really appreciate what you do.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you. I think there's no doubt that NIH was funding gain-of-function research.
Is it likely that American tax dollars funded the gain-of-function research that created this virus?
I think it did, not only from NIH, but from the State Department, USAID, and from DOD.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We face a hostile ideology, global in scope, atheistic in character, ruthless in purpose, and insidious in method. Unhappily, the danger it poses promises to be of indefinite duration.
Eisenhower's fears were well-founded. Today, American taxpayers are unwittingly financing the growth and power of a censorship industrial complex run by America's scientific and technological elite, which endangers our liberties and democracy.
Demolishing free speech cultural narratives, Americans valiantly and successfully defended by the grace of God. The propaganda industrial complex monstrosity that Obama quietly modernized in 2012 is now rampaging across America.
A guy that's done memes on Hillary Clinton, I think this came from a couple years ago in the 16 campaign. He's facing 10 years in prison.
Well, remember, there's this statute that, again, was originally designed to prevent the Ku Klux Klan from intimidating African Americans from being able to vote at the polls. And they're saying that, well, this was an intimidation, but it was a kind of deception because people are going to think it's real and they're going to text Hillary instead of going to vote, even though, as I mentioned, they haven't been able to produce a single aggrieved party that didn't vote as a result of this satirical meme. So the whole premise is ridiculous. But again, they're trying to expand it such that you're not just going to be censored and deplatformed for disinformation. You're going to be thrown in jail.
Now laid to waste by the creeping socialist sabotage of the O'Biden administration.
Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I give you Exhibit A, as Jamie White reported. Richard Stengel, a former State Department official under Obama and founder of the Global Engagement Center, which has come under scrutiny since the Twitter files revealed the extent of its role to censor the American people who defy establishment narratives.
Propaganda, I'm not against propaganda. Every country does it. And they have to do it to their own population. And I don't necessarily think it's that awful. And
emails in the Twitter files revealed that the GEC was a key entity involved in the social media platform censorship policies, working as a go-between for the federal government and Twitter.
For every government agency scanning Twitter, there were perhaps 20 quasi-private entities doing the same thing, including Stanford's Election Integrity Partnership, NewsGuard, the Global Disinformation Index, and many others, many taxpayer-funded. A focus of this fast-growing network, as Mike noted, is making lists of people whose opinions, beliefs, associations, or sympathies are deemed misinformation, disinformation, or malinformation. That last term is just a euphemism for true but inconvenient.
We are now experiencing something alien to our system of government and civilization. Censorship in real time, as the walls of the First Amendment crash down in a controlled demolition.
So, Mr. Taibbi, do you believe that the Russians and their oligarch-controlled internet research agency interfered in the 2016 election via this social media disinformation campaign? Do you believe that?
Mr. Congressman, my disagreement with the issue...
Well, I think this is basically a yes and no question. either you think so or you don't. And I don't have a lot of time, so.
Okay, well, then I'm going to answer not in the sense that you're putting it.
Okay.
All countries engage in offensive information operations. The question is scale.
Do you believe that Russia engaged in hacking? Reclaiming my time is how it works now. I'll ask the questions, and you try to provide an answer if you can.
You have to allow him to answer.
Do you believe?
You crossed that line with the Twitter files.
No.
Elon Musk, it's my time. Please do not interrupt me. Elon Musk spoon-fed you his cherry-picked information, which you must have suspected promotes a slanted viewpoint or at the very least generates another right-wing conspiracy theory.
This isn't just a matter of what data was given to these so-called journalists before us now. There are many legitimate questions about where Musk got the financing.
Ranking Member Plaskett, I'm not a so-called journalist. I've won the National Magazine Award, the I.F. Stone Award for Independent Journalism, and I've written 10 books, including 4 New York Times bestsellers.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not exaggerating when I say that you have called before you 2 witnesses who pose a direct threat to people who oppose them.
We're going to conflate. The First Amendment is not absolute.
Once the First Amendment, which is on life support, is gone, a totalitarianism which the human race has never experienced will rise up. And this country we know as the United States of America will be no more.
I never thought in my own country that freedom of speech would be threatened in this way. And it's just frightening when you get into it.
That's what's going on now. There's an order that comes from a small group of people. We don't know who they are. We can't ask. It comes on from high. And they're saying, you need to say Latinx now. And you need to say, you know, a person experiencing homelessness. And I feel like this is why woke becomes a joke, because you'd rather rename it than solve it.
John Bowne reporting.
It's a cult that wants to control every facet of our minds, that's trying to get us to accept things that go against our instincts, our common sense, that is a nightmare, that is a tyranny. I mean, every day I see these videos with Antifa attacking police stations and courthouses, and it barely even makes the news. You know, just last week, now we have this new video, Antifa smashing doors and windows and throwing eggs at UC Davis entrance where Charlie Kirk was going to be speaking. We'll play the club in a moment, but you've got the big banks and the intelligence agencies and all these groups, big tech, attacking the people, surveilling us, censoring us. And then you've got these thugs funded by the Democratic Party, bailed out by the Democratic Party when they shoot people and firebomb things, attacking us on the ground floor of everything. I mean, this is an authoritarian, totalitarian orgy of idiocy. And the globalists themselves are creating a world that'll destroy them. Anybody can extrapolate out that when you undermine all of civilization in the name of controlling it, you're going to blow yourself up. Idiocracy is not a safe place to be. So why are they trying to do it? Because they're thinking short term about power and control and believing they can finagle this. I didn't get to the clip. We'll go to break and come back with it. It's just so damn frustrating. It should be easy to reject Bill Gates and synthetic cancer meat that's literally grown out of cancer cells. That's mainstream news. Like, well, there's no proof that cancer cells will hurt you. Those some studies say it'll give you cancer. I mean, if you thought red meat was bad for your colon, how about cancer cells grown from dead people that just keep growing forever? I mean, yeah. Yeah, you can take one of these cells and it starts replicating and you just eat meat. Folks, I'm not joking. Like what I'd tell you 15 years ago about human-animal hybrids, and they're like, oh, that's crazy. Now it's all over the news. It was going on 30 years ago. We are not in Kansas anymore, Toto. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
I promise you we'll be able to do it.
Tonight, sabotage at sea. That's what President Biden is calling the leaks and explosions along the Nord Stream pipelines.
Like a boiling cauldron. the busy Baltic Sea bursting with gas from ruptured Russian Nord Stream reinforced pipelines.
First on CNN, sources telling us that European security officials observed Russian Navy ships earlier this week in the vicinity of those leaks in the Nord Stream pipelines that were likely caused by underwater explosions.
Here's what we know. We know that Russian support ships, Russian Navy support ships, were spotted in the vicinity of the leaks on these pipelines. We were also told by a source familiar with the intelligence that Russian submarines were spotted in the general area last week.
I think this is clearly an act of sabotage of some sort, and Russia is certainly the most likely suspect.
It's incredibly alarming.
President Vladimir Putin has blamed the United States and its allies for blowing up the undersea Nord Stream pipelines.
It was a deliberate act of sabotage, and now the Russians are pumping out disinformation and lies.
If Russia wanted to shut off the pipeline, they would flip the button, they would twist the knob. They don't need to blow it up, it's theirs, it starts in Russia.
So it was pretty obvious to us the Biden administration was involved in this.
They have been lying to us all along about this. There's no way the United States was not either involved or knew about this or at the very minimum approved it.
Today, a senior U.S. government official rejected a new claim by Russia's defense minister. He claimed that Ukraine is preparing to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb with Western help on its own territory.
This is the first time the 101st Airborne Division has deployed to Europe since World War II.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand. Don't kid yourself, no matter what y'all say. That's called World War III.
The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war. And they will have to fight. And they will be dying.
Air sirens blaring across much of central and eastern Ukraine today. Putin's forces ramp up.
Washington has placed more than 8,000 U.S.-based troops on a heightened state of alert.
Today, the U.S. sent in the cavalry, bound for Romania, right along the Ukrainian border.
If we continue down this path, we may end up with a nuclear holocaust.
CNN has learned that the U.S. is developing contingency plans for possible Russian escalation in its war in Ukraine, including the potential use of tactical nuclear weapons.
Russian President Vladimir Putin today making it official. He just formally suspended Russia's involvement in its last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with the United States.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility.
Every actuary, every historic war game, every analysis shows this leads to total thermal nuclear war.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Out here in the fields, I don't need to fight to prove I'm right. Look all around you, folks. That's my message to all my enemies. God forgave me. I don't need you to. Look in the mirror if you want to throw a stone at me. He without sin cast the first stone. The left lives off making those of us that have a conscience grovel to them like they're the authority and they're our priest, but they're not our priest, they're not our God. Here's well-known visionary economist Carl Icahn, who predicted the last few crashes, saying our system is breaking down. We absolutely have a major problem in our economy today.
I want your reaction to what Citadel's Ken Griffin told the FT about this very issue, in which he suggested that the government should not have bailed out all of the depositors. He said, quote, the U.S. is supposed to be a capitalist economy, and that's breaking down before our eyes. There's been a loss of financial discipline with the government bailing out depositors in full. What do you make of that statement? He also goes after the regulator, but what do you think about that?
I can't opine on what Griffin is saying there, because I don't quite understand where it goes. But I am saying that he's right, that our system is breaking down, and that we absolutely have a major problem in our economy today. And I'm not going to opine on whether or not you bail out a bank or something like that. But you can't have the country feeling that it doesn't matter if they save. It doesn't matter, because they can spend all the money they want. They can do whatever you want because the government will bail you out. You can't. He's right about that. You can't have that. Now, should you bail this bank out? I don't know. That's a part of it. I don't like to opine on things that I'm not really that conversant in. But I do agree that the system is breaking it out. And one of the major reasons, not the only reason, obviously, but one of the major reasons is that you don't have good corporate leadership. So you say, so what? But I'll tell you, so what? If you don't have good corporate leadership in companies, yeah, when the tide is high and things are great, it doesn't matter. And all these guys that run these companies are partying and having a good time and giving themselves bonuses. But their agendas are different than the people who invest with them. You know, they're looking to get their bonuses. And I tell you, I live it. So I go into it. And there's a reason that we make so much money. I mean, just to make the point. Over the years, in 2000, if you invested in IEP, you annualized. You made it, and reinvested the dividends. You made an annual return of 15%. And the closest is Buffett, who I believe made around 9%. S&P made 7%. But why? Because we go into companies and clean them up. And there's so much to clean up, and it's getting much worse now. We're one of the worst countries in the world as far as corporate governance goes. And I can go on and on about that. But,
no,
yes,
we'll get into
Griffin is sort of right. The economy is breaking down. But I don't say he's right because you bailed out some investors, but I do say he's right in the sense that our economy is breaking down. So I don't understand the capital way. How do you define capitalistic system?
I know that you've been fairly negative on the market for a while. You've been hedged, and I think you had.
You can't give quadrillions to the central banks to buy up all the infrastructure and all the intellectual property and everything else, and then not have a bunch of corporate leadership that doesn't give a damn. Because they got all this money. And then meanwhile, there's no real economy, so things fall apart. And this is real simple. They make it complex. Henry Ford, say what you want about him, was very smart. And the other car makers were only selling limited amounts to elites and rich people. And he came out with a Model T, and he said, I want to have a car so inexpensive the average person can get it, and I'm going to pay my factory workers three times what Chrysler and others were paying people, because I want them to be able to buy my car. I want to build an economy that's scalable to increase the standard of living. Now, that's an elitist that wants to make everybody successful so he gets super rich. Because what is money worth if you live in Mad Max world? What if you've got $100 billion in the bank, but you live in an armored fortress with walls around it in the middle of nowhere, and the rest of the planet is melting down in wars, and then there's a nuclear war? What is stealing all the money through monetary policy worth if you can't spend it? Well, they did it because they want control socially. That's the real end game. And then you see what the sick policies are of these people. Synthetic meat grown out of tumors of humans? That's mainstream news. You go, well, why is that? Well, how do you think you just throw some meat in a big vat, a blob of meat, a blob of cells, and then a week later it grows like a culture? That's not bacteria. It's human cells off of the emulsion of nutrients you put in it. You can put saline solution in water, and cancer cells will grow. They don't need any real nutrients. They're called immortal cell lines. They're dangerous as hell. An immortal cell line is the most aggressive cancer on earth, weaponized by nature, that they know of two people, a black woman and a white baby. Pull it up, put it on screen, guys. And I keep going back to this because it's all over the news. Well, yeah, it is cancer viruses. I mean, it is cancer cells, but, you know, because those cells have cancer viruses in them. That's what causes the cancer. So a virus goes in and turns the cell into a zombie where it just keeps reproducing forever. And then they go, hey, this has got a great side effect. Yeah, Henrietta Lacks, she had a tumor, killed her in 2 weeks. She came in, got a gynecological check. They held her in the hospital. 2 weeks later, they said it had grown to like a 50-pound tumor. And they took that tumor out of that woman, and it's deadly as hell, and now they're growing T-bone steaks for you with it. Now, that if I tried to make up something fantastical and insane, that crazy, I couldn't do it. If I tried to come up with the weirdest thing on earth that just sounds completely far out and unbelievable, it'd be that. But it's true. They showed you the article's first hour. And so they take the most powerful cancers ever seen from this white baby and this black woman that died. They aborted a baby that was 8 months old. I forget his name. You can look it up. Because he's got a digital name. He's got a, his cell line has a name. He never got a name like the black lady. He never got outside the womb. His mother aborted him because of birth defects. So they did it for the health of the mother, not really abortion, I guess, a procedure. Because I guess if it's in the health of the mother, it's not really. If the, they go, hey, the baby's basically dead in there and could kill you. You know, you need to get this out. I mean, is that really abortion? I don't think it is. But the point, it's a medical procedure. He died in utero. They pull him out. He's a tumor. And then they took that and said, boy, this is really special. Looked at it under a microscope and said, this guy is a new immortal cell line. So they got this guy and they got the black woman. And now they got something where they can throw a chunk of meat in a vat and come back in a month and you've got 1,000 gallons of meat. Human meat. But you want to call it cow, so you mix it with some cow genes. Now you got a chimera cell that's part cow, part human, that's a cancer blob.
I'm a huge believer in information. I watch InfoWars every day and follow Alex Jones closely. You know why? He can put you ahead of the curve. And he's been demonized as a conspiracy theorist.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
This is reality.
It just pancakes.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punish.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
The media continues to misrepresent what I've said.
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist.
Alex Jones has the largest audience in the country, bigger than any of the networks, the biggest megaphone in the country.
We're going to get fired up about the real things, the things that matter.
Burn in hell, New World Order. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant, an anti-inflammatory, It does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils. It is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
You are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individuals. I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Do you think that Dr. Fauci intentionally lied under oath to Senator Paul when he vehemently denied NIH's funding of gain-of-function research?
I think there's no doubt that NIH was funding gain-of-function research.
Is it likely that American tax dollars funded the gain-of-function research that created this virus?
I think it did, not only from NIH, but from the State Department, USAID, and from DOD.
So, in your expert opinion, was the Wuhan Institute conducting gain-of-function research on coronaviruses? Thank you.
Dr. Redfield, did you agree, in your opinion, with Dr. Anderson's assessment at the time that this virus did look engineered?
It was very disconcerting to me. It looked like this virus was engineered.
In one sentence, can you provide a definition of gain-of-function research?
I think it's to take a pathogen and try to increase one of two things or both, to increase its transmissibility or its pathogenicity.
Has gain-of-function stopped a pandemic, in your opinion?
No, on the contrary, I think it probably caused the greatest pandemic our world has seen.
There should be 10 million people in D.C. demanding the arrest of Bill Gates, Fauci, Klaus Schwab, the Google heads, the Facebook heads. These people are building weapons to kill everybody. They're all eugenicist, depopulationist on record. They are mad scientists. It must be stopped now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's so easy to blow up your problems. It's so easy to play up your breakdown. It's so easy to fly through a window. It's so easy to move with the sound.
So if you ask yourself, why are they doing all this? And the answer is they want to be God. The elites of the planet have a prime directive. Discover the secrets of the universe at all costs and discover live extension technology, the Holy Grail. Now, the Holy Grail is a mythical thing that Christ at the Last Supper drank out of. Then I guess some people say there's other ones where the soldier pierced his side and all the rest of it. But regardless, this is what Spear of Destiny. They're actually trying to create the Holy Grail. This is the cult of the Holy Grail, you could call it. Or the cult of the Satanic Grail. The cult of the Grail of Lucifer. Eternal life. And in the process of trying to get eternal life, I would use the allegory of really cheesy movie, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, where the Nazi finally gets in. He goes, the cup of Christ. And he drinks it, and it shrivels up and kills him. Maybe search engine YouTube, the Nazi drinks from the Holy Grail, but it was the Holy Grail. If you drink from the wrong grail, it kills you. If you find the right grail, it's eternal life. That's the Christian legend. It's not biblical. It's a made-up legend. But it's a metaphor for Christ and eternal life. Well, these people want that for themselves. So all of us don't count. They're greedily in a stampede, a gold rush for eternal life, and they're using us to guinea pig test everything. And they've been obsessed since they discovered in the 1950s this woman sells. Everybody's probably seen the 1950s or 60s movie, The Blob. And they remade The Blob. Guys, pull up the original trailer for the original Blob. First, let's show this. Yeah. Go ahead and play the audio if you can. Well, if we can't, we'll get it later. And the blob is a big cellular mass that absorbs you and eats you, a big amoeba. Yeah, back it up, start it over. Back it up, start it over. Go ahead.
I'm not a historian. I have no idea what it looks like. Which one is it?
Let me choose.
Thank you, Doctor. Certainly is the cup of the King of Kings. Eternal life.
And this is the globalists. This is what they're going to get instead. The real thing they believe is these immortal cell lines. So these things never die. They replicate forever. They grow in basically nothing. You take a blob of it and throw it into a vat. And you come back and there's just a giant blob. And that's what they're going to feed you along with bugs. That's true. That's happening now, and we sit here and listen to Bill Gates because he spends billions a year buying off the media on record? Now, what type of demon says you'll drink sewage water, you will toilet to tap, you will eat bugs, and you will eat cancer blobs? And I know I keep obsessing on this, but it's like the animal-human hybrids. You know, let's play the trailer of The Blob because that's what these immortal cell lines are. Here it is.
I respect that.
What happened? It's over at his place. You got to come now.
Oh, wait a minute, Steve. Tell us what happened.
Well, I'm trying to tell you. Now, this thing had killed the doc.
But what was it? Stop with it, kid. Well, it's kind of like a mass that keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Every one of you watching this screen, look out. Because soon, very soon, the most horrifying monster menace ever conceived will be oozing into this theater.
Let's go further about the blob. When they discovered this lady, we'll put her back on screen in a moment, who had these cells that never died, they began immediately putting it in vaccines and growing the vaccine product in it, even though it was a deadly virus. They know now, they even have the virus name, that caused the immortal cell line. And I've even read them bragging that they believe when billions of us are injected with Henrietta Lacks and this dead kid as well, this dead baby in the 70s, she's in the 50s, that they will, it will cause super mutations, and they believe create a new humanoid that survives the process of being given the blob injection. And I use a Hollywood example as a way to get this across, because it's the best way to describe it. So why would they want to feed you live cancer cells? Well, why would they want to say males can participate in women's sports? Why would they want to cut off millions of little boys' penises? It's like watching Clive Barker's Hellraiser and saying, why are they doing this? Because they like it. They enjoy it. They are demonically inspired to just do the most insane, dirty, crazy, out of control things that have Biden. You saw the clip yesterday. We didn't play it. Maybe we'll play it next segment. Saying it's a sin not to cut these little boys' testicles off. These horrible people want to stop these children from this, having their testicles cut off. Again, just 10 years ago, if you showed up at a hospital and said, I want my fingers cut off, they'd call a paddy wagon to put you in a loony bin. But now in Canada and other areas, oh, we just won't let you commit suicide for psychological reasons. We're going to encourage you to, and we're going to let your children as young as 7 decide they want to die. And then the state's going to take your children and kill them. See, that sounds just as crazy as we're going to take a super cancer cell that can only be killed in fire, never dies, and we're going to inject it in you so it can take you over so that we'll kill billions of you, but we believe mutations will come out of this of a new entity. Where are they getting this? And that's why the cheesy 1990s movie Species is so important, because in that movie they got a radio telescope aimed out at a distant star and they get a transmission that gives them the DNA gene sequence to create a new cell line. And it's a blob and it escapes instantly when they make it and they give it food. They create the cell, they give it protein, and it breaks out. It gets out and then runs off into the hinterland and starts trying to replicate. And that's my best analysis of this is, this is not human. All this stuff's not human. And it's not coming from flying saucers. It's not coming. It's a sub-third dimension carrier wave, as best I can tell from deep study, of a transmission. And it's giving them these ideas and knowledge, and the stuff works, but it's all to kill us. So basically, it's like the old allegory of a genie. If you ask it for 5,000 pounds of gold, you better first say in front of me, not on top of me, because it'll drop it on top of you. So they're like, give me 5,000 pounds of gold. You get it. Boom, on top of your ass. And this is alien, folks. We're being sent alien transmissions interdimensionally.
We now have 3 new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year, that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential, but read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the 4th toothpaste designed by my dad, the last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone, with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
I don't know, guys. Do you think the beard is intimidating? Do you think it's too much?
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good, but I don't know, it's just a beard.
It's just not that intimidating, dude.
Just a beard, huh? What about metal?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Dude, that's intimidating, man. That's freaking awesome. You're on in 5.
Get your hair and beard formula at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sexy.
And intimidating.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.